You know the expression, she ages like fine wine, or he ages like fine wine? Because the wine supposedly tastes better as time goes by. I'll be honest with you, I actually don't like wine. Really, all the wine I've had doesn't taste that great. Actually, I don't even drink alcohol at all. Again, if I'm doing it wrong, or if you have recommendation, then go ahead and recommend it for me. If you're curious, I like to drink water, hot coffee, meaning black coffee with like 2 or 3 sugars. I like lemon juice. I like beet juice with lemon. I love mango juice. So if you understand my taste profile, then recommend me something. But right now, I have no one next to me, meaning my neighbors are quiet today. It's kind of quiet. Maybe the only noise you're going to hear is the background. Again, because I live in a very busy road. But let me get to the point. I feel so good right now. I have a toy on my clit. And my chair is, I'm sitting on it. So I'm adding pressure. So it feels really full. And the toy is not even here inside me. Anyways, why am I talking about fine wine? Because I feel like as I've gotten older, I've been more expressive in my emotions. Meaning, if I feel like letting a moan out here and there, I let it out. I feel like back then, I suppress my moans. But now, I feel more comfortable letting so-and-so or whoever I'm with know how I feel. So yes, the sound volume is going to be all over the place. You're going to hear whispers, you're going to hear normal voice talking. I'm going to be very just true to myself, which is what I've been doing, and it's something that I'm good at. Also, I think, like many girls at my point and age, we could also, you know, feel really good while like massaging our clit or being fucked. And well, at least for me, I can contain also my moans. Yeah. Just give me a minute. I want to feel really good. I've been recently painting one of my furniture, and the window was left open for like a good hour. And it's cold. My hands are cold. Everything is cold. My forehead's pretty hot. My face is warm. But sometimes just putting a cold hand on your bare pussy just feels good. And also because it's there, my pussy makes my hand warm. Like if I was out in the wilderness and I was cold, and I was like, oh, how could I make myself warm? I would just take my hand, just put it in between my thighs. I should be lying on my bed, but I'm sitting on a chair. Nothing I could do about that. For some reason, whenever it's the day before I have to go to work, so like a Sunday, I just wanna fuck. I just wanna explode and come. Cause that means I'm a little bit stressed out. And honestly, I don't handle stress very well. I'm not gonna lie to you. I want a very hard cock inside me. I really do. Isn't it annoying when you have something and you don't want it? But now that you don't have it and you want it, you can't because you don't have it. That's how I feel. I want a very hard, thick, I don't care if it's long or short, but I want a thick cock inside me. I just want to be full and filled up. There's like a small candle, like a short white candle in front of me, and I'm really tempted to just shove that inside myself. The thing is, the one that can actually fit has glitter on it. And I don't think that would be good. It's probably gonna irritate. And the other one is just too wide. I don't think I can fit and stretch myself out. But I don't know about you. When I play with myself, I close my eyes. It just helps me focus. I'm gonna increase the speed, don't mind me. I could definitely exaggerate at my moments, but I don't really like being that person who exaggerates. I like being soft and steady. And it's funny when you're a soft person, like with a soft voice or like a soft personality, and you're mature, right? People think you're easy to take advantage of. I cannot tell you how many times I've seen people and I look at them and I can read their eyes that they think I'm just someone they can manipulate. But I'm not. Trust me, I'm not, honey. But I don't care about those people right now. They're not gonna kill my vibe of how I feel cozy and quiet. I think after this audio, I'm gonna go to the couch and bring my blanket and just close my eyes like I was lying on a chair in a beach. And then I'm probably gonna play with myself again. Just like guys, after you come, and you know you're sensitive, I'm the same. Just give me like 5 or 10 minutes, and then I can come again. But be patient. Give me a second. I hear someone outside. Let me go see. Okay, I think it's my imagination. You know what I love about coming? I love it when we come at the same time. And then we're exhausted because we just came, like we come back to our senses. And then we lay on each other, chest to chest, maybe my head to your chest. And we feel our breathing. And we feel our relief. And we just stay quiet. And that's really sexy. Mm-hmm. Should I come? I'm sorry, but honestly, I'm really impatient when it comes to coming. I don't care if I come in a minute or so. Sometimes I just want to come. You know how? I think I want to come. You know how? How dare I get interrupted? My phone's on vibrate. Apple News. Spotlight. Better leaving. Better. Oh my goodness. Better. It's the sensations. I can't speak. Better living. I live okay, Apple. What was I saying? I don't even remember. Oh my goodness, I forgot what I was just talking about. You can blame Apple. But, oh, I think I remember. Some people make jokes saying, oh, you only last like 30 seconds. Or you can't even last 15 seconds. I don't care, as long as you make me come. So can you make me come, Daddy? I'm gonna come. Let me take it to focus. So here we go. It's like you have to get the right moment. Oh my god, those horns. They're really destroying the moment. Oh, that feels good. I don't know about you, but after I come, I want peace and quiet.